You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Thursday evening's action in Leopardstown Woodcard there with a Group 3 and a listed race on the evening. My name is Mark Walton and joining me to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Pretty good, yeah. We're all geared up for today. Racing everywhere, it seems. And of course, we've got a small matter of the Open Golf and the Lord's Test as well,
yeah,
which I'll be attending on Sunday.
Are you going on Sunday?
Yeah. I'll be glued into the golf and listen to William Hill Radio. Listen to one or two races. Of course, the Curragh, I think, isn't it, on Sunday for us?
Yes, it is. It's Irish Oaks weekend, isn't it?
Saturday. Absolutely,
and yeah, it's a cracking few days coming up in many sports. And you'll be able to watch the golf this afternoon, Andy, and the cricket. And then when that's just dying down, you'll be able to look at Leopardstown this evening.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, yeah. Yeah, the golf carries on into the early hours of the night, isn't it? I think it's about 7 o'clock it finishes. So, yes, we'll be keeping... I've got three devices on today. Literally, iPad and two tellies.
Good.
I'm all sorted.
Other tablets are available.
Of course. Indeed.
Let's get stuck into the action at Leopardstown then. 5.50 is the first race, and we start here with an Irish Stalling Farms EBF Maiden over 6 furlongs. The market headed by Alkawa, who's 6-4, 3-1 for Now or Never. Alma Halal is 7s into 6s, 7-1 for Planchart. Aldo Rain is 9-1, and it's 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who do you side with in the opener then, Andy?
Yeah, tricky one for punters this, because the main market activity surrounds Alkawa, who was also a very strong vibe first time out when he made his debut at Nace the other day. The problem was that that race was a very slowly run one, and he probably didn't get a chance to show his true qualities. That said, he looked a little bit one pace, a little bit green, obviously, you know, allowing him for that, but he just didn't fill me with a massive amount of excitement as the market suggested he might. Brontide, who was second in that race, got beat the other day in a Mickey Mouse race down in Killarney. So I'm just a little bit unsure about him at this stage in his career. I'm not saying he's not going to make him to a nice horse, but he's got stall 10. He's on a track where you need to be handy. So stuck out wide early on. I think he makes very little appeal at his price. So I'm going to put up the second favourite here, Now or Never. Now, contrary to the favourite, I do think this filly ran in a much better race at Ferryhouse of the day. It went in the way of Nicky Halford's Vitello, got previous experience. But I love the way that this horse got its head down in the latter stages. Really did battle, got a great head position. Looks a real game, honest type. And the speed figure of that race is much better than anything else has achieved so far in this race. And that was on debut. Likely improvement to come from a yard that I do like. I think the second favourite here, Now or Never, is probably the value here in this race at 3-1.
Now or Never, the value in the opener then. The second race is the 6.25. This one is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Median Auction Maiden over 7 furlongs, and the market headed by Miss Gossip, who's 11-4, 7-2 for Escondida, 4-1 for Hazamar. Ample Sufficiency has been spotted from 6s into 9-2. It's 9-1 for Spader and 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. Again, Andy, it's tricky being a maiden. Not too many of them with form. Who do you side with in there?
Yeah, nothing's really floating about here either. Of the ones that have had a run, none of them have really set the world alight. They've run reasonably well and they've shown promise, like Miss Gossip and Escondida. One or two other interesting runners down the line as well. Hazamar, that showed a bit of promise first time out in a decent race at the Curra. And we've got a well-backed horse from the Dermot Weld stable, Ample Sufficiency, also creating a bit of a splash in the market, which has obviously got to be considered. Of the ones that have run, I just like the run of Hazamar the most, caught by Manduro, likely to improve as his career path goes further down the line. And he ran in that race that was won by Sanas Parakram, a lovely big Teofilio colt by out of the Jim Bolger stable, who went on to floor an odds-on favourite, Port Angus, next time out at Leopardstown. So I think that form is probably about the best on show. The other one to mention is obviously Miss Gossip, who ran well at the Courier of the Day behind Alice Springs. Escondida's had a few chances, and I tipped her the day down Roscommon, and she rather fluffed her lines there. So, a nasty little race. I'm not really bonkers on anything in particular, but Hazemar comes from a yard that I absolutely adore with their second time out two-year-olds, so he'll do for me at 4-1.
Hazemar for Anderlin in the 6.25. The 6.55 is the third race on the card. We're staying in maiden company for this one. Again, it's over the 7-furlong trip, and Greco heads the market at 10-11. 7-2 for Cognitive Ease. Peace Mission is 9-2 into 7-2, 13-2 for Oliver A. Tiffany is 18s and 28-1 on bigger prices. For the others, Greco heads the market and the third time out for Dermot Weld. The blinker's gone for the first time, which is of interest, really. But there's a couple in there with form as well, so should he be a 10-11 shot?
Probably just about, yeah. He's going to gain my vote, largely due to the fact that the rest of the opposition don't look great. He, by far and away, sets the standard, courtesy of a couple of runs, most notably last time out at Fairy House in a very strongly run race. He went the way of the hitherto frustrating maiden at Frozen Lake or put up on the pod that day. So I think that form's pretty useful. Greco actually looked as though he was the one to take out of that race in behind the winner. He just didn't quite have the tactical nous of the other two in the latter stages. He took a while just for the penny to drop and to get it to top gear. Doesn't make any surprise to me that Dermot Weld has gone for the blinkers, just to kind of sharpen his mind, I think, and get his mind focused on what he's supposed to be doing, because he looks as though he's got all the ability in the world. The other one with form is Peace Mission, who finished second to Dawn Mirage down in Garen the other day, running quite well, belying its odds of 66-1, but she's got rather a scratchy action, and she seems a lot potter in the latter stages, and I just didn't like her. Ultimately, a finishing effort, she didn't really sort of go through the line all that strong in the end. So I'm going to have to stick with Greco. The blinkers are on, and that should make the difference on this occasion.
The 7.25 is the fourth race on the card. This one is an apprentice handicap over a mile and a quarter. The market headed by joint favourites this morning. House Limit and Flowing Air are both 5-1. 6-1 for My Twinkle. Mannequin is 7s with Settle for Red. Focus More is 9-1 and 10s or bigger for the others. Nice open handicap, Andy. Who do you like in there?
Again, another race which is very complex and is going to take a bit of sorting. Track position is obviously going to be key here. Often the front runners or horses racing close to the speed have an advantage. So that, with that in mind, you'd certainly look towards the likes of Settle for Red and House Limit, who were 1-2 throughout their battle at Nace the other night. It went the way of David Marnane's five-year-old, but House Limit arguably came out of the race with a great deal of credit, having raced on a strong pace. And he's likely to run well again, House Limit. I think he's probably the most solid one in the race, with his form figures generally suggesting that he's going to be in the frame. I've been a bit disappointed with My Twinkle. She's had the blinkers on the last two starts and hasn't really lived up to expectations of the stable. But there is an interesting runner in this race at double figure odds from the Peter Casey stable, which I think can certainly outrun his odds. And that's Hello Humphrey. He gets the vote here. He's a 10-1 poke, generally speaking, on the morning line. I think that's a fair each way bet for this six-year-old who arrives here following a good couple of efforts here at Leopardstown this season. I think that could well be significant, the fact that this horse has run well at the track. First of all, 6 beyond the in-form and well-handicapped Salescar Abbey. That was back on the 18th of June. After a slow beginning, kept on quite well in the latter stages to be never near a 6. And then a similar run the other day when dropping back in trip beyond Ruler of France, and a lot of in-form horses such as Odyssey Beat the Ballot, Metzi Gorno. And I do like the way this horse kept on. Back up to a mile and a quarter tonight, which is the distance it's won over twice in its career at Dundalk. I'd expect a decent amount of improvement coming here from Hello Humphrey here tonight, and certainly good enough to hit the frame at the very least at that double-figure price.
Okay, each race selection for only then in the 7.25. Moving on to the 8 o'clock, which is the Meld Stakes. This is a Group 3 over a mile and 1 furlong. The market headed by Carla Bianca, who's 11-8. 4-1 for Battle of Marathon. Brendan Bracken is 5-1. 6s for Queen Nefertiti. 13-2 for Puri Wango. And 11-1 for Elival. Who stands out to you in there, Andy?
Yeah, quite a complicated little trappy race here. Carla Bianca obviously is the most likely winner of this race. She's got the highest rating of 107, only just, but I certainly think she's capable of running to at least that level and beyond, certainly based on her last three or four starts last year when she was in brilliant nick. Not quite so good so far this season, it has to be said. Slightly disappointing, you'd say. She's been a short price favourite on both occasions. She's got beat. albeit in decent company. This certainly represents a decent chance for her to get back on track. A slight concern is, like I say, she isn't quite on her A game, and she hasn't actually run around Leopardstown so far yet in her career, which might just count against her. But all in all, definitely the one to beat. But there is a couple of sort of lurkers in this race that I certainly think are worth considering. And one of them is Queen Nefertiti. Now, she was a really impressive winner on her debut here over 7 furlongs last season. And I think big things were expected of her. She hasn't quite lived up to that lofty expectation so far. But there was the green shoots of recovery very much on show last time out at Fairy House when she finished third in a very good race. They went a good gallop that day. The time figure was very good. And she was probably just going a little bit too quick for her own good against that kind of quality 7 furlong horse to have an effect in the latter stages. But I think stepping up in trip here could be the making of her today. She definitely wants further than 7, and she's, like I say, back to the scene of her only career victory. So, man, about 7-1, 6-1 this morning. I think Queen Nefertiti represents a decent decent bit of value in the 8 o'clock.
Okay, Queen Nefertiti for Andy then in the Meld Stakes. The 8:30 is the Challenge Stakes. This one is a listed race over 1.75 miles, and Fields of Athenry heads the market at 15-8. 5-2 for Silwana. Mandawi is 9-2. 5-1 for Drifting Mist. 8-1 for Sertorak. And Coventry Royal is 25-1, the outsider of the field. We'll start with the market leader here, Andy. Fields of Athenry got off the mark at Dundalk, then finished second in the Ulster Derby. Did that performance suggest that this step up to 1.75 miles will suit Andy?
I actually think the opposite. I'm not convinced he's going to get the trip here tonight, Fields of Athenry, unless it's a really slowly run race and Shamie Heffernan rides a race to suit his own horse. But I think he's worth taking on here. He didn't get 1.5 miles the other day. He just faded late on, and I don't think the form of that race is all that special, you know. I mean, Brightly Shining won the third, but Botany Bay got beat, and I'm just not totally convinced about him at short price here. I think his rating is a little bit inflated for what he's done. So I'm going to look elsewhere. I think the two to concentrate on here, funny enough, two older horses, 2 5-year-olds. One of them's Mandawi, who ran a night-catching race on his comeback run the other day, behind Postulation and Parish Hall in a very strongly run race. That run should have put an edge on him. And I think Ed Dunlop's bringing him over is very significant here to Leopardstown. He certainly won't have many runners here at the Dublin venue. And the other one is Drifting Miss, who, for me, has got the best form coming into this race. And she's certainly got the fastest speed figures I've got. And at 5-6-1, I do think she also could be worth a small interest for those that don't want to back the front two in the market. She ran a blinder in the Savile Beg for the second year running, went third behind Kingfisher, who was unlucky in the Gold Cup. Panama Hat, who was second, has gone on to win down in Roscommon in a good race last time out. And indeed, that was the race that Drifting Miss ran in last time out. But she went a far, far too fast, so much so that she generated a huge speed figure for that race. And even in finishing fourth, it still puts her top of my figures here tonight. Now, it's just the way they're going to ride her here on this occasion, which I think is the key. If they go off too hard, that obviously could set it up for the others, but providing they're on the speed or somewhere near, I do think Drifting Miss is likely to come home very, very strongly here. She's run really well on the 3 visits to Leopardstown. She comes home strong up the hill. I think she's way overpriced this morning. She's definitely my number one choice, with Mandawi a close second.
Couple to consider there then in the 8:30. The final race is the 9 o'clock. We finish here with a handicap over 7 furlongs, and Split the Atom heads the market at 11-2. 6-1 for Kodiak's Back and Ua Jock. Mr. Good Guy is another at 6s, as is Plough Boy, who's been supported from 8s. 9-1 for So Sensible, and 10s or bigger for the others. An open enter the card, Andy. Who do you side with in the lucky last?
Yeah, there's not that many in this race with much upside. A lot of them are what they are. They're not going to improve a great deal. But the one that does stand out here, and I really like the way this horse quickened up in the latter stages of his final race, and that was Plough Boy. I didn't think he was going to get on top of Art Scene until a huge turn of foot was generated by him in the dying embers of that race. It looked as though it was going to be a bit of a crowd scene finish, and there wasn't going to be an impressive winner, but along came Plough Boy with that withering run. Once he got out into the clear, don't forget he was a little bit troubled in the run, he absolutely took off, and he's just the kind of horse that you want on your side in the latter stages of a race like this when you're quickening up the hill here at Leopardstown. And based on that performance, the way he went through the line the other day, I think there's miles much more to come. He's been raised £8, but that said, Robbie Downey takes the 5 off. Garvin Donnelly's horses are in good form, and you've got to expect this horse to improve again. I think this is, like I say, quite a complex race, but Plough Boy certainly, for me, was a big eye-catcher last time out. And at 6-7-1 this morning, he does represent a decent each-way bet there.
Ploughboy each way in the last. Then let's, as always, Andy, have a quick summary before you go, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, not a massively awe-inspiring card tonight at the Leopardstown, betting from a betting perspective. Certainly the first two races I'll be very lukewarm with. I'll take the favourite on in the first, Alcoa. I think he's probably a project further down the line, and I'll go with the filly Now or Never. I loved her attitude first time out. Similar comments apply for the second race, with a token selection in the shape of Hazemar. Greco should get the job done in the 6.55. A little bit of a tentative each-way poke on Hello Humphrey in the 7.25. Again, a little bit of value in the shape of Queen Nefertiti against the short ones in the 8 o'clock. Probably my best bets, or my biggest strategy of the night, is to take on the front two in the market in the 8.30 and go with Drifting Mist and Mandawi. And in the final race, a little bit more confident here of a good run from Ploughboy. He's 4-1 in the Racing Post this morning. I think that's the price he should be, but we can get almost double the odds out this morning, so he's got to be the value there.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck, and enjoy Leopardstown this evening.
Well done, mate. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.